dictation for Jolene, J-O-L-E, E-N, Mayhew, M-A-Y-H-E-W, June 21, 55, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Jolene, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in February. Recent problems of high potassium. Potassium pills were discontinued. A change of creatinine that will explain also this problem. Comes accompanied with family member. Diabetes appears to be well controlled. That's not a factor. A1C of 7. We discuss about diet selection and food rich in potassium. Continue saying lisinopril. Presently takes no diuretics. Otherwise, review system appears to be negative. Minimal incontinence nocturia. Denied chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication, lisinopril, metoprolol, hydralazine, tolerating Jardiance, takes no diuretics. Next paragraph, weight is stable 176. Blood pressure by nurse 137.70. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, minimal edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.8, which is higher than baseline, around 1.5. Present GFR 29 to stage 4, high potassium 5.6, a normal sodium acid base, a normal albumin calcium, low ferritin 16 with a saturation 17, hemoglobin not available, phosphorus not available. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, question progression, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure in the office, well controlled, high potassium, discontinued potassium pills, discuss about diet, for the time being saying lisinopril, might need to decrease this or add a low dose of diuretics. Iron deficiency anemia, update hemoglobin. Presently on oral iron, might need to do it intravenous, potential EPO once iron replaced. Check phosphorus for potential binders. Diabetes well controlled. Update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, potential vitamin D 125. All is to discuss with the patient, come back in 4 to 6 months.